K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. Postseason postcast, we got another postseason postcast coming at you right now. The season continues for K-State baseball. Getting that in just a minute. It's the very first time checking out the show here this morning. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode of this podcast. Again, a lot of Big 12 playoff action right now. So between what has happened with women's tennis, men's golf, Alex Lindstrom, K-State baseball, K-State track and field, we are coming down definitely to the end of spring sports and the athletic calendar year of 2025-26. There as well in K-State baseball. Boy, oh boy. Woo! I thought for damn sure we were in trouble. We were in trouble trailing in this game. Of course, for those of you just tuning in, checking us out for the first time, K-State baseball, we are in the Big 12 tournament. Now, it is single elimination. Surprise Arizona. K-State rallies back to eliminate Utah last night in advance. Literally. At this point, you don't give a damn. You gotta survive. You gotta win. Do what you gotta do to get there. And K-State did just that last night. AJ Iskovosko, the home run changed the trajectory of this game. Utah was leading early. They jumped on K-State, and it the same thing carried in this first round. K-State getting off to these slow starts, and then you cannot get away with it. But at this point, it's a one game playoff, and at this point, you have to be the better team than the other team is, right? So there's that. But K-State last night wins, knocks off, upsets, what do you want to call it? Knocks off 10th seeded Utah to get to the next round of the Big 12 tournament, which continues today. There, Pete Hughes, after the win there, saying, quote, it was a good game. Quote, Utah was in a tough spot. It was a bullpen night, and there is no greater mind and bullpen coach in the country than Coach Gary Henderson when it comes to pitching and handling the pitching staff. So I know that really didn't give us an edge with him calling the shots. They didn't go, interesting. Interesting that Utah went with a bullpen game there. And really, bullpen game in general. So there's that. For any, whether it's Utah, we see K-State has had plenty of games of that this year as well. And we're going to continue with Coach Hughes with this quote. Proud of our guys. We had a disappointing year. We had battled three a lot. We could have shut it down. We could have shut it down after going down three runs early, but we got right back in and answered and kept answering. Then we built the lead, sustained the lead, and won a ball game. End quote. That's something that we have not seen much of this year. Obviously, Coach Hughes, the office, you've been following along on this podcast all season long, then you already know. I thought this team was going to finish top half of the league. At least. I did not expect them to finish where they finished. And they have had multiple issues this year, including, when getting ahead, when putting foot down on the other opponent, right? You don't do it. And K-State did what I finally, at least for one night, did what they've been clamoring to do here. As we check the box score here, hopefully technology holds here. As we get inside this box score here, this big win in round one, K-State moves on to the next round, knocking off Utah. Okay, both teams were similar boats there. K-State really limped to the finish line. I like her really right now. I can say, hey, I can take whatever win I can get at this point. We'll just have a seat. But Utah beat K-State in the regular season series, and And this is what I've been clamoring for as well. Lincoln Sheffield was on the mound, got the call for this game. And Utah threw a bullpen game. That's really interesting. That's really interesting. You should have your best players slotted, ready to go. That's really interesting. That's confusing to me. So I don't know what the world's going on there with that. But inside the box score here right now, this was a pitching. So whatever it is, it was a pitching duel until the bottom of the fifth inning there, where Utah got on the board first, and it was 3-0 there. Oh, that 2-run shot right there by AJ there. Probably was a huge. I probably say that's 200 points in this ball game, because next thing you know, K-State added 3 more in the 7th. Utah answered, and then K-State put the dagger in them in the Utes. 4 runs in the top of the 8th inning, and Utah did not have no answer there in the 8th or 9th innings there, as K-State is going to be moving on there as well. The final line score for both teams, K-State, your winners. K-State baseball, baby. 9 runs, 13 hits in an error. Utah, 5 runs, 10 hits in an error there. Lincoln Sheffield got the call, and now it's going to be interesting to see what P. Hughes does in this next game. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State eliminates Utah. K-State, for those of you who kind of checked out, and that's okay, checked out on the baseball season, K-State entered this tournament as the 11th seed, took down the number 10 seed, and now, like I said over the weekend, when the tournament came out, that, yeah, in case they got by Utah, which they did last night, a little late night baseball, they'll play TCU, the 7th seed, there as well. Hold on a second. Well, actually, no. I take it back. Look at Sheffield, so it looks like Pete Hughes threw the kitchen sink. James Gaillette did start this game. Let's look at his line. 5 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, a walk, and 6 strikeouts there. Aaron Arnold inning in the 3rd, and Lincoln Sheffield close it out. Oh, boy. So now you just... So now, yeah, PU said, I'm going to throw everything out here. So you threw your 2 best starters in this game. So I don't know. So now, really, no, seriously, I don't know who's going to pitch for K-State later on in this next game. Yeah, look at Sheffield went 2 2/3 to close out Utah in this game. He gave up nothing. Walk, no strikeouts here from look at Sheffield. So, interesting enough there, Dimitri Diamant got the start for Utah in the ball game here. D. Kennedy, big, hit the leadoff spot. 3-for-4 in a game, scored 2 runs, drove in a pair. Kylan Lowe, this top third of the order was busy last night. Combined 7 hits. Kylan Lowe, 2 more. Ty Simulowski ended the regular season on a heater. 2-for-5 in the ball game. He drove in 2. Barrett Matlack drove in another run. Did not get a hit. AJ Escovasco hit DH. Probably the biggest hit of the year. Home run. In this game, Carlos Vasquez in at number 5 spot was 1-for-5. Grant Gallagher, 1-for-4. My guy Shantiro hit, let's see, he hit 8th in this game, 1-for-4. And Caden Coral, per usual, hit 9th in the lineup right there as well. So now you're thinking, all right, that only leaves to suspect. I lost my train of thought. I was thinking of who's going to pitch for K-State. I can't think of the guy who's been starting for us. The pitching aspect, that's going to be critical for K-State. Who's going to start in this ball game there as well. So this matchup marked the first time in a Big 12 tournament that those two teams have met. Of course, K-State losing the series to Utah earlier there as well. So K-State, I'm not going to even mention that. Mention those records there. I want to go back to the home runs because that's been a big part of this team for the last couple years now. 86 home runs here in 2026, third in K-State history there. And K-State now in 55 total games. They'll play game 56 later on as they move on, advance in the Big 12 tournament. 40 games out of 55, they have hit a home run in this game. And funny enough, K-State has played way better at away from Twain Family Stadium, which the shoe slipped. The shoe slipped on the other foot this year. Usually it's the other way around. K-State plays better at Twain Family Stadium than away from Twain Family Stadium. This year, for whatever reason, it's been flipped around. But hey, at this point, you got to do what you got to do. And so now, Tazewell Butler, there we go. Yeah, Tazewell Butler, that only leaves. Yes, thank you, thank you. I knew it was going to come back to me at the end of this podcast. Tazewell, that only leaves to suspect, for me anyways, Tazewell Butler to get the start. But we'll see what Coach Hughes throws out there here as well. Look at Sheffield, eighth win of 2026. There, we're going to have another late night baseball game tonight. TCU, 7 seed, on tap for K-State here as they look to upset them tonight. And, well, we'll see about that. Yep, I was exactly right. Didn't even look at the rest of the notes until just right now. Tazewell Butler for your K-State Wildcats will get to the call here. And then after that, we'll have to see about that. That there as well. ESPN Plus will have a coverage of the Big 12 tournament. So again, another second night in a row, we're going to have some late night baseball in Surprise, Arizona. K-State last night knocked off Utah and now set their eyes on TCU. We'll see. Hey, if anything, if K-State can bring back that offense like we saw at the very beginning of the season while they're in Arizona, look out. But at least for one night, hey, K-State showed a lot of grit and knocked off Utah after trailing in this game, at least for half inning. hey, Pete Hughes and company move on to the next round of the Big 12 tournament, and it's going to be 7th seed TCU tonight, late night. Big 12 After Dark, Pro Proctor Podcast, all things Kansas sports you can get, or podcast for our free available daily once you score Kansas State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, we're pretty much everywhere now on your favorite K-State platform. Make sure you do, if you have not already, subscribed to this daily podcast. Yes, I know we've been kind of I've been working around this technology, so that's another thing why it's like, I don't know, it's going to hang on, but it's holding on to this point, knock on wood, so we're there you go on that. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast as spring sports weighing down here. Everybody's in the postseason now. They're in K-State. The baseball team is still in the fight here as they'll take on TCU, 7-seed TCU here. Not here, but out there in Surprise, Arizona later on late tonight on this Wednesday night. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. K-State, 9. Utah, 5. This has been another postseason edition, postcast of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with Cats.